Welcome to Stopping the Anxiety Cycle, a meditation to help you calm down. I'm Linda Esposito, a psychotherapist, and I'm here to help you learn how to get off the anxiety train once and for all, or at least how to make less stops on your journey toward calm. To begin, find a comfortable position, preferably seated with your back nice and tall like a tree, and your hands resting at your sides or in your lap. Feel free to close your eyes if this feels safe for you. Take a minute to relax and just breathe naturally. You don't need to worry about the technique. Do what feels normal for you. This is about clearing some space in your heart, mind, and body in preparation for slowing down your thought process. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time. As you listen, as I talk about the anxiety cycle, allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. If your mind wanders or gets distracted, no worries. Just let the thoughts or sounds pass and slowly come back to the breath. A common breathing exercise is the 3-3-3, mostly because it's easy to remember, especially for my young therapy clients. We'll take a deep breath for a count of three, then pause at the top for three, then exhale for a count of three, and we'll do this three times. Make sure to relax your shoulders, as the tendency is to bring them up to your ears. And if you feel dizzy during the sequence, you may need to pause this recording or do the steps in counts of two until you can build up to three or more. Let's begin. Breathe in for 3, 2, 1. Pause at the top. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Again, breathe in for 3, 2, 1. Pause. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Last time. Inhale for 3, 2, 1. Pause. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Hopefully you feel more settled and your mind has slowed down a bit. Don't worry if sitting in silence and practicing deep breathing doesn't feel natural to you. Calm is an inside job, and like most things in life, it takes practice. Here are some anxiety facts and hacks. Your part is to listen, and if your mind wanders, no problem, gently bring it back. Whether your central nervous system is stressed due to family problems, work issues, insomnia, a life transition, or all the above, the key to calming down lies in a relaxation routine. Most knee-jerk, automatic, impulsive reactions which occur while in the throes of an anxiety attack are the result of your brain's amygdala propelling you into fight, flight, or freeze mode. So to beat anxiety at its own game, you've got to do differently next time your heart starts racing or you feel panicked just thinking about that upcoming extended family get-together. To get your brain on the right side of calm, you've got to give it a break. Here's some buzzwords to help you remember. Listen, go slow, stay present, get curious, think rational and informed, be action-oriented. The following 6 steps, done consistently and in succession, can help you avoid the fight, flight, freeze response. The ultimate goal for rewiring your overactive mind and body is to bore your central nervous system. Step 1. Listen to your body's stress signals. Physiological arousal comes in many forms. Common physical reactions include rapid heart rate, tightening in the chest, difficulty breathing, dizziness, and nausea. When you notice your body getting worked up, don't allow your mind to go with it. Step 2. Practice deep breathing or another relaxing technique to slow your mind and body. This step is crucial for getting you out of panic mode and into your rational mind. Most importantly, when you're in a calm state, you are prepared for the next step, which is number 3. Examine your thoughts. Do you notice any catastrophic, unrealistic, and unhealthy thoughts? Anxiety loves drama, overattention to the content of your worries, and worst-case scenarios. What if this headache is really a brain tumor? Step 4. Replace distorted thoughts with adaptive thoughts. For example, my anxiety is acting up again. It wants me to think I'm going crazy. I'm sweating, my breathing is shallow, but I'm okay. I'm going to pull over to the side of the road and calm down. Being a few minutes late to work is not the end of the world after all. Making it to this step means you're thinking with your rational brain. Step 5, do differently. Because anxiety is rooted in the automatic fight, flight, freeze response, the brain can't distinguish between a real threat and a perceived threat. It's common to go into autopilot and either react impulsively with anger, the fight response, or escape due to emotional flooding, the flight response. And sometimes the perceived threat is so intense you may become immobile, the freeze response. Once you identify your patterns of unhealthy behavior, you can make informed decisions about what to do instead. For example, rather than swallow my anger, I'm going to tell my husband I feel unimportant when he sides with his family about child-rearing practices. Step 6. Repeat steps 1 through 5 as often as necessary. Sometimes this process will take a few minutes, while other times it may take a lot longer. That's okay. It is possible to rewire your brain's response to stress, and repetition is key. Remember, the ultimate goal is to bore your central nervous system. Lastly, don't give up. Anxiety can feel overwhelming, all-consuming, and never-ending. Having a guided technique at the ready means you can think, feel, and behave differently next time your worries threaten to hijack your mental health. Take it one step at a time. If you want more support and guidance to calm your anxious mind, I invite you to check out the link below for my 28-day digital course, Holistic Healing for Anxiety. Thank you for being here. Namaste.